Visitor arrivals are expected to exceed 2014 record levels, with 8.7 million tourists and more than $15 billion in spending. But the Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism still has some challenges, including utilizing the Hawaii Convention Center to its full potential. Hawaii Tourism Authority Chief Operating Officer Randy Baltimore.
The occupancy rate of the convention center is somewhere in the range of 30-40%.
The center has been operating with annual deficits of about $4 million and is expected to close this year with a $2.6 million loss. The HTA hopes to break even by 2018. Representative Gene Ward asked Baltimore if there were plans to broaden usage beyond 30%.
When you first opened, there was a real impact in the local community wanting to rent it. Churches on Sunday, meetings of other large organizations, and you guys turn them away. Is that still the policy?
We do get some local utilization, but our focus is bringing in national and international business, bringing visitors from Asia.
The million-plus square foot convention center was opened 18 years ago. Senator Brickwood Galuteria questioned HTA Vice President for Finance, Mark Togashi, about the center's remaining loan balance, and Togashi said much of the outstanding debt is not paid.
The balance of the convention center unpaid is approximately $318 million that we anticipate paying through 2027. Of that amount, we pay approximately $26 million every year funded by TAT.
How much did the convention center cost?
The convention center originally was about $350 million.
And we still have a $300 million balance?
Yes, including interest.
Representative Romy Cachola, who once headed the tourism committee, then asked Baltimore how the HTA planned to increase the use of the center when hotels are running at 85% occupancy.
When we built the convention center, there were only about 6 million visitors. With an added close to 2 million visitors, there will be pressure in terms of the hotels are full. You will have a hard time accommodating them.
That's a fair point, and it's undeniable that there are challenges in terms of finding hotel rooms.
Baltimore says the planned Four Seasons in Ko'olina will add some capacity, and so will added vacation rentals on Oahu. But after the briefing, DBED Director Louis Salaveria said turning affordable rental housing for local residents into visitor accommodations was not a viable plan.
We understand that there are capacity issues, and if you look at some of the studies that are out there, there could be anywhere in excess of 20,000 alternative vacation rental units. And I know HTA has been looking very closely into this particular issue and trying to find out what's the solution going forward. They have a plan, and as it unfolds during this legislative session, might hear more about it.
DBED is requesting $15 million to fund operational costs for its seven divisions in 2016-2017. 11 separate agencies are also attached to DBED and account for nearly $300 million in annual spending. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.